Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you for listening to Be Calm on Awe Island, a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Please follow our show on your favorite podcast listening platform so you never miss an episode. You can also follow or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to stay up to date on everything about Awe Island.
Hello, Awe Islanders. If you want more Awe Island content, check out our Patreon memberships at patreon.com/Awe Island. You can get access to the whole Awe Island library, an extra episode once a week, and much more. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, it's time for a relaxing meditation and a new story.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Good job. Today, we're going to relax our entire bodies. First, wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together and relax them. Then, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Now lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Let's take another deep dragon breath in and out. Next, squeeze both your hands into tight fists and then release them. As you relax your hands, reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. And release. Now, make a very grumpy face. Squeeze your eyes shut. Squinch up your mouth and hold that grumpy face. And let it go. Now your whole body is relaxed. So let's take one final deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. We're ready to begin our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Sally's Good Day. It was a sunny mid-morning on Awe Island as Sally Sparrow coasted through the skies of the quiet little neighborhood where she lived. Sally felt certain today was going to be wonderful. There was such beautiful weather, and she had big plans for the day, visiting both the Awe Island Forest and the Awe Island Library. As Sally flew through the neighborhood, she sang her favorite song as she made her way toward the Awe Island Forest, where she was going to have a lovely lunch from her favorite blueberry bush. There were many berry bushes in the forest, but Sally usually went to the same one, a large blueberry bush not far from the edge of the forest. The bush had extra tasty berries, and it sat in a patch of lush green grass along the banks of the Awe Island River. There, Sally could get a drink from the river if she was thirsty after eating. Ever since she had first discovered this bush, Sally had decided it was her favorite, and she always came back to it. Sally liked routines and knowing what to expect. Once she was in the forest, Sally flew along the river, following it to her favorite blueberry bush. She soon reached the bush, but when she arrived, she quickly saw that there wasn't a single blueberry left on it. Sally flew all around the bush, but she didn't see any berries at all. How strange! She had been at the bush just a few days ago. There hadn't been tons of berries then, but there had definitely been some left. What could have happened to them? Sally frowned. Perhaps someone else ate the blueberries. Just then, Sally heard a very small rustle in the bush. What was that? Sally poked her head inside the bush and found a chipmunk curled up inside. The chipmunk opened her eyes at the sound, looked up, and stretched. It was clear she was just waking up from a nap. The chipmunk yawned and then said chattily, "Oh, hello there. Sorry, I just woke up. What's your name?" "I'm Chelsea." "I'm Sally," Sally replied. She hesitated a moment and then asked, "Excuse me, but did you eat any of these blueberries?" Sally had heard that chipmunks liked to collect food. Maybe this chipmunk had collected and eaten the berries, Sally thought. Chelsea tilted her head, looking confused. "Blueberries?" the chipmunk repeated. "Yes," replied Sally, "the blueberries that were on this bush." "There were berries on this bush?" Chelsea asked, still a little puzzled. "Yes," said Sally, "there were lots. Well, anyway, several left when I was here just a few days ago. But there aren't any now." "I don't know," Chelsea said, sitting up with another yawn. "I just found this bush and wanted a nap. I didn't notice any berries on this bush when I got here, but maybe I was too tired to pay attention. Sorry, I don't know anything more than that." "Okay, thank you, and sorry to bother you," said Sally. "Have a good rest of your day. she added as she flew up from the bush. Thanks, you too, called Chelsea as Sally flew away, high above the trees of the forest, as she headed back to town. She felt disappointed and a bit annoyed, but at least the warm sun felt nice on her face and feathers. Sally let the wind carry her right to her next destination, the library. Sally planned to sit on the library steps and sing a song for the people going in and out. It was one of her favorite things to do. As she thought about singing at the library, Sally began to feel more and more cheerful. But when Sally landed on the concrete steps of the library, there wasn't anyone there. Oh no, Sally didn't want this to go wrong today too. A bit desperately, she flew around the library in big circles to see if anyone was around. Instead, Sally saw the windows were closed and no one was inside. Just as Sally was realizing the library must be closed today, she heard a coo, coo from one of the pigeons that lived near the library. Paisley Pigeon hopped around the corner of the building. Oh, hi there, Sally, Paisley said, waving a wing. How are you today? At first, Sally didn't want to get into a discussion about anything, but Paisley was looking at her so sympathetically that Sally blurted out. Actually, she said, I'm kind of disappointed. Today hasn't been going the way I planned it at all. I was supposed to get blueberries from the forest, but my favorite blueberry bush didn't have any berries on it. Instead, it had a chipmunk sleeping in it. And now, I come here to the library to sing for the people, but no one is here. Well, except for you, of course, Sally finished a bit awkwardly. Paisley paused a minute and then said, I'm so sorry. That sounds like a very frustrating day. Unfortunately, the library is closed today. Maybe you could take a couple dragon breaths? I do that when I'm upset. Sally stared at Paisley a minute. That was a good idea, actually. Sally took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Yes, that did make her feel better. She took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Paisley nodded reassuringly at Sally as Sally took a third and final deep dragon breath, in and out. Sally felt much calmer after the dragon breaths. Seeing that Paisley was smiling kindly at her, Sally said, Thank you. And I'm sorry, Paisley. I wasn't very nice to you the last time we met, Sally continued, referring to her last encounter with Paisley on the library bridge. And yet, Sally added, you've been very kind to me today. Thank you. You're welcome, said Paisley. Actually, after you and I talked last time, I learned that not all pigeons are dirty and that we shouldn't make assumptions about each other. And I also know that sometimes we all have bad days, no matter who we are. We're all different, Sally, and we all have our struggles. So anyway, we should be friendly and kind to each other every chance we get, Paisley said. Oh, Sally said. She looked at Paisley. For the first time, Sally noticed how pretty and shiny Paisley's gray and iridescent feathers were. It occurred to Sally that Paisley actually didn't look dirty at all, like Sally had assumed pigeons were. And Paisley was clearly very kind and thoughtful. Then Sally said, I'm sorry for making assumptions about you, Paisley, and for being rude. And I shouldn't have assumed that Chelsea, that chipmunk, ate my berries either. Paisley smiled. Thank you, Sally. I forgive you. It's very easy to make assumptions about others, but we should try not to do it because a lot of times, assumptions are wrong. But I want to be your friend, Sally, and I'd like to help you have a better day today, Paisley concluded. Sally felt grateful and surprised. Suddenly, it seemed silly to have assumed that all pigeons were the same, or that all of them were dirty all the time. Sally smiled and said, I'd like to be your friend too, Paisley. Paisley smiled back and said to her, You know, Sally, I really love your singing. Maybe, could you please sing on the steps like you do for the humans? And sing for me and any other creatures who are around? Even if there aren't any people here today? Sally started to feel warmth in her heart. She didn't need any humans to be here today. She wanted to sing just for Paisley, her new, kind friend. So Sally began to sing her favorite song. As the little sparrow sang, Paisley joined in with her own happy coos. The friends sang together for a long time, until the sun turned the sky a nice, warm orange. The sun was starting to set on this good day, and it was time to head home. Thank you, Paisley, said Sally. I'm glad I got to get to know you today. And I'm glad I got to have some fun with you, Sally, said Paisley. You can always fly over to the library anytime to play and sing with me, Paisley said with a big smile. The two new friends flew away to their homes, with Sally flying to the big tree in the neighborhood where she lived. Today hadn't gone like Sally expected it to at all, but it had been a good day. Sally hopped into her little nest, cozying up to the side that faced the moon. She started to think of what she had to be thankful for. First, Sally was thankful for her cozy nest, where she was warm and safe. She took a deep dragon breath, in and out. The little sparrow was thankful for Chelsea, who had been friendly and kind, even when Sally had disturbed her nap and made assumptions about her. Sally took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Mom Most of all, Sally was thankful for Paisley. Spending time with Paisley had been fun and had helped Sally understand the importance of not making assumptions about others. Sally rubbed her little face against her feathers, feeling how soft they were from blowing around in the wind. She took one last deep dragon breath in and out. And Sally fell asleep, calm under the moonlight, dreaming of singing at the library with her new friend, Paisley. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.